Welcome to Amethyst Dynasty. I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with fire you need to hear. So lend me your ear. And good morning to you on this wonderful Wednesday, March 11th, 2020. The great 2020 is proving to be exactly what its name implies. Full of vision, full of clear-cut, raw, in-your-face malarkey. We are dealing with a serious pandemic at the moment. We have countries being quarantined, millions of people stuck in their homes, and I just wanted to bring some other knowledge to you, my wonderful Amethyst Dynakins. Obviously, I'm just waking up. Excuse me for fumbling over my words. But I wanted to bring some more information that I promised I would dig into regarding meteorites holding on viruses that come from above down below. This article is coming from the University of British Columbia. It's titled, Viruses, Lots of Them Are Falling from the Sky. An astonishing number of viruses are circulating around the Earth's atmosphere and falling from it. This article came from ncdaily.com, ncedaily.com. I'll read it to you. Of course, I'm going to be coming with more. I'm going to attach it to the prior article of the Chinese scientist saying that coronavirus came from a meteorite that burst over northern China last year in October. So here we go. An astonishing number of viruses are circulating around the Earth's atmosphere and falling from it, according to new research from scientists in Canada, Spain, and the US. The study marks the first time scientists have quantified the viruses being swept up from the Earth's surface into the free troposphere, that layer of atmosphere beyond Earth's weather systems, but below the stratosphere where jet airplanes fly. The viruses can be carried thousands of kilometers there before being deposited back into the Earth's surface. Every day, more than 800 million viruses are deposited per square meter above the planetary boundary layer. That's 25 viruses for each person in Canada, said University of British Columbia virologist Curtis Suttle, one of the senior authors of a paper in the International Society for Microbial Ecology Journal that outlines the findings. Quote, roughly 20 years ago, we began finding genetically similar viruses occurring in very different environments around the globe, says Suttle. This preponderance of long residence viruses traveling the atmosphere likely explains why. It's quite conceivable to have a virus swept up into the atmosphere on one continent and deposited on another. End quote. Bacteria and viruses are swept up in the atmosphere in small particles from soil, dust, and sea spray. Suttle and colleagues at the University of Granada and San Diego State University wanted to know how much of that material is carried up above the atmospheric boundary layer, above 2,500 to 3,000 meters. At that altitude, particles are subject to long-range transport, unlike particles lower in the atmosphere. Using platform sites high in Spain's Sierra Nevada mountains, the researchers found billions of viruses and tens of millions of bacteria are being deposited per square meter each day. The deposition rates for viruses were 9 to 461 times greater than the rates for bacteria. Bacteria and viruses are typically deposited back to Earth via rain events and Saharan dust intrusions. However, The rain was less efficient removing viruses from the atmosphere, said author and microbial ecologist Isabel Reck from the University of Granada. The researchers also found the majority of the viruses carried signatures indicating they had been swept up into the air from sea spray. The viruses tend to hitch rides on smaller, lighter organic particles suspended in air and gas, meaning they can stay aloft in the atmosphere longer. So I'm going to come back with another upload because there's an abundance of research. That's just the first article. Again, that came from the University of British Columbia. And it didn't go into the astrobiology of the meteorites, but it does piggyback on the fact that viruses are falling from above. Do come back and listen to more. I'm going to continue uploading, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you for coming to Amethyst Dynasty. Again, I'm your host, Savoir Faire, coming to you live and on the air, blessing you with the fire you need to hear. So, lend me your ear.